Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. I'm here with my co-host, Alfred Addisk, to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events for Thursday, October 6, 2016. Good afternoon, Al.
Hello, Melody.
Are you counting your change?
No.
I hear someone counting money. I hear money. Whether it's gold or silver, I hear it. But, that takes us into the gold and silver markets. A lot of pressure, of course, another day for gold and silver, white metals also, and we'll talk about the reasons why here right now in the New York spot price. We have gold down another $12 today at $1,255. You have silver down 44 cents at $1,740. Platinum is down $13 at $967. And palladium is down 7 at 672. The USDX today is stronger once again, up 0.54 at 96.69. Crude oil over 50.48, up 0.65. And of course, everyone is now beginning to change their views as far as the next interest rate increase based on crude oil. As a sign of inflation creeping back into the system, that would give Janet Yellen, the Federal Reserve, a positive reason to raise rates. Tomorrow we get the payroll. That'll give her another reason. And, of course, that'll give the rest of the country reasons to elect Hillary Clinton. But, on the other hand, let's go to the paper markets today as they try to keep those numbers from falling, from collapsing. You have the Dow down 11 points at 18,269. The NASDAQ is down 9 at 5,306. The S&P was up barely a point, 2160. And again, those markets are going to break. Again, you can't just keep trading in between at these little, you know, these little numbers, whether they're up a little bit, down a little bit, and not break out one way or another. The 10-year yield, though, keeps moving up. So bonds are losing value, 1.74%. The euro, still 112, even though it's down 0.49 against that dollar. And European and Asian markets were quiet. You know, what's funny is London was the strongest, up 1.46%, and yet their currency is pretty much falling out of bed. You have the pound hit a fresh 31-year low again today. But now it's due to the UK economy as the calendar for Brexit starts to draw nearer. The currency, which traded around 126 Thursday today, it hasn't been at this level since the currency crashed back in 1985. And they are predicting the pound will continue to go lower. So it's worth about 16% less than it was right ahead of the Brexit referendum. And, the mainstream media will tell you several reasons, because you do have the Prime Minister, May. She said on Sunday, we talked about this on Monday, that they're going to begin the formal process of leaving the 28-member European Union by the end of March 2017. And this is also the same date that our debt ceiling has to be addressed. Does it make a difference? Well, you know, they can do what they've done for the past 2 years. They can nod heads and shake hands and extend it another year. But still, March is the month they have to address that issue. The country, the UK, has exactly 2 years to negotiate the Brexit terms before it drops out of the EU. Everybody thinks that this is going to hurt the EU economy. It will be in worse shape when it leaves. People and investors believe it will hurt trade, business investments, and consumer demand. The UK Treasury Chief, Philip Hammond, visited top Wall Street banks today just to reassure everyone that their business interests in the UK will be taken care of, you know. And it's just like...
As will your profits and your capital.
Yep.
We're going to take care of all of that. Yep. You don't have to worry about taking care of it because it's going to be gone. But it'll be in a good place. You're going to find a good home for it.
You know, it's just, so he was making the rounds just to reassure them that, you know, they won't lose out. We're not going to worry about the people, the citizens. Or the account holders, but us at the top, no worries. Multinational corporations, no worry. Financial firms operating in the UK, no worry. They currently have passports that allow them to trade in Europe without establishing subsidiaries in each country. And these businesses are vital for Britain. The financial and related services sector accounts for about 12% of the GDP. So, you know, he's trying to, you know, make a... You know, present a business-friendly face. And it's just more of
a business-friendly face or is it a looting-friendly face?
I choose both. Most likely the looting. Also, you had the Bank of England. They helped prop up the UK economy in this aftermath after the Brexit vote. You know, and it's true, the Bank of England, they have pumped tens of billions of dollars into the financial system, cutting interest rates to a record low just to keep the immediate aftermath of the Brexit from, bringing it back from the edge for a couple of months anyway. And these kinds of moves keep cash pumping into the financial system, but it does put pressure. It will devalue the currency. A little bit more about them. Again, this is part and reason why our currency, our dollar, was much stronger in the past couple of days. And other than the manipulation that our government likes to do and the central banks like to do to gold, this helps, makes it a little easier for them to do so. And,
yeah, but there's one thing about the dollar being up. You mentioned that some people think because crude oil is up, that's evidence of inflation, but the dollar being up is evidence of deflation. So which way is the Federal Reserve going to go on this thing? Are they say, yay, yippee, crude oil is up so we can raise interest rates? Or are they going to say, the dollar is up and we can't raise interest rates?
Well, I think neither one really has an impact on whether they do or whether they don't. They just use those, you know, like the interest rates, like inflation being higher, supports their idea of a stronger economy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, it's just talk.
Don't forget the Olympics.
The Olympics.
That also... That also does just wreaks havoc on the, on the economy. It happens every couple of years, but people seem to like it, so we put up with it.
It's just talk because we know the economy is not doing well. And again, this is an election year that they're trying to prove that it's doing well, but not so much. And I think there was a. And I think, too, when gold gets the attention, positive attention, from a lot of these high-powered, you know, even Wall Streeters, you know, when you hear comments from, you know, the Bond King and a lot of these other guys, you start talking about gold and saying gold is good, you know, government doesn't like it. It threatens them. Gold plays a very important part in their little calculations. And when it gets too high and it gets too much attention, and yeah, we look at it at really at 1400, they're scared to death of gold 1400. What are they going to do when it's 2500 and 3000? So, and it is going there.
See, the thing about it though is one of the things about this that is at least puzzling. If the government really wants inflation, they have to let the price of gold go up. You can't have convincing inflation while the government is while the price of gold is going down. We went through through what was clearly the bull market in gold. The recent bull market in gold, it was going up about 20% a year. It may be that under normal circumstances, if the markets weren't manipulated, gold might have gone up 30 or 40% for the year, but the government seemed content to allow it to go up 20% per year. Mm-hmm. Well, that was evidence of inflation. How do you convince people, oh my gosh, we're having inflation right now, and therefore we have to raise interest rates or whatever, if the price of gold is going down? So, oddly, I don't think government wants gold to go, I don't believe government wants gold to skyrocket. But I think government should, presumably, want the price of gold to go up. They haven't.
Hey, they think they can control everything, and gold is also one of those things that they think they can control. And they have done a good job in doing so. And it does threaten their calculations, because gold is the canary in the mine. And when gold starts getting a presence and it starts getting up there too high, it deflects from what they're doing. It brings attention to what they're doing and to the debt. Oh, why is gold going higher? Because you have people going into a safe haven. And gold is truly a predictor of what is going on. Ben Bernanke, I told you on this program before, and I don't mean to repeat myself. He watches gold. He mentioned when he was being questioned, by Ron Paul, he watches gold every single day, just as much as he does the markets and every other report. It's very important to them, and if it gets out of control, yeah, they're going to slam it. They'll release all this information. You'll have public figures make certain statements. There'll be a certain amount of trading in that area, and you know, then you get this, you know, then it just grows some legs and it goes down. However, I mean, there is a bright spot to all of this. I mean, we all know the fundamentals haven't changed. We talk about the fundamentals on this program every single day, to the point where, you know, the listeners could probably recite them. But it's important that we do that, because it tells you there's only way for gold to go. We have a fiat currency, and the government will continue to spend until no longer can they spend or it collapses. Gold's value will continue to rise. And it really is that simple. It is a hedge against inflation. It is the insurance policy. It is all these things. It is your savings account. It is not something that you trade. And what irritates me is, since gold is down, I've been bombarded by emails from some of these analysts who always include physical gold in their little penny shares and mining shares and so forth, that they want to trade you and wait until it gets to the bottom. No, it's separate. Two different things. And that's how you have to review your physical holdings of gold. You buy it, you hold it. When the markets dip, you have extra funds, you want to convert those worthless dollars into something that's real, then you can continue to purchase and do a little cost averaging if it helps you, depending on where you initially bought and so forth. Problems have not gone away. You have this Barnabas Khan. He's an economist at Overseas Chinese Banking Corporation in Singapore. You know, he's a big guy over there. He's been the most accurate forecaster of the metal in the third quarter, and this is according to Bloomberg. And what he said is, as quickly as gold fell as quickly gold could rally back. And he's right. He's absolutely correct. And that gold is going to rally back. And you just have to be patient. You know, we have speculation. It started on Tuesday with the speculation that the easy money policy is going to end. You know, the European Central Bank was said to be building in an informal consensus to wind down bond purchase gradually. And I think the price in gold dropping has just been a knee-jerk reaction, a big one. And I think when the dust settles a little bit, we've got to get through the payroll tomorrow. September payroll, you know that's going to be exaggerated to help the election. So we got to get through that. So we might have another day of pressure on gold, or maybe even today's pressure is an anticipation of that being a fairly good report for tomorrow. So, I think just as quickly as gold falls, quickly can rise. And we're going to talk about $20 gold pieces here shortly, because they're actually giving signs that this is temporary. And if you want to view something that can give you an indication of where the price of gold might be heading, I think it's the $20 gold pieces. So we'll talk about that, you know, after the break.
You know, they talk about gold prices. It's going to go up, going to go down. What's it going to do?
Doesn't matter.
Well, it's important right now whether it's going up or down. If you're a speculator, right? If you're in it right now and you want to got to make more money tomorrow than you have today, you're a speculator. And you may want to sell gold because the price has gone down. But if you're an investor, you're going to look at fundamentals and you're going to say, no, I'm going to take advantage and I'm going to buy more. For example, if we look at fiat currencies, I've seen one report that calculated there were something like 275 different attempts at fiat currencies throughout human history. And every one of them winds up in a catastrophe. Every one of them winds up with inflation going to hyperinflation as the currency, the fiat currency they have, the value falls, and it used to cost, it was 10 units to buy an ounce of gold, and then it was 50, then it was 100, and then it was 5,000. Right? That's evidence of hyperinflation. Government wants, they keep telling us, and I think they're telling us the truth, although they haven't delivered it, but they keep telling us they want inflation. They want inflation. The value of the dollar in terms of gold has fallen by 95% over the last, 41 years or thereabouts. 95%. That's 95% inflation over the course of the last 41 years. It translates into a little more than 2% a year. Right? That is a trend. That's a fundamental you can look at and you can say, well, I think government really
wants
inflation.
That's just what happens. The
and
more
if they
you
do,
have of something.
The dollar is going to die just because it's a fiat currency. The government wants, they tell us they need inflation. What's going to happen to the price of gold? It's got to go up. They can't deal with deflation. They can't deal with a more valuable dollar because it increases the purchasing power, the real size of the national debt. If the dollar's purchasing power goes up by 10%, so does the real size of the national debt. Government can't pay the debt they've got. They can't stand deflation. All of this just points to me, these are fundamentals. I look at it, all right, fine, price of gold's gone down. I'm not going to get rattled about it. I'd rather it went up. It irritates me.
No, it doesn't.
You know, it bothers me. It bugs me a little bit. But it doesn't change my mind. Because I look at gold as an investor rather than a speculator. A speculator, oh my gosh, gold went up 15 cents this morning. I've got to do something. Or it went down 15 cents this morning. That's for speculators. I don't care what gold did this morning. I don't care what it did this week or this month.
Really want to speculate.
I'm still looking at the investment long term.
And if you speculate, you don't speculate with physical gold. You speculate, if you really want to speculate, you speculate in paper.
Yeah.
You know, your physical gold is your savings account. That's your insurance policy against what you're speculating with. So again, two different views, and there's a lot there's just so much confusion out there, and because there's so many different opinions, and so many of those opinions have strayed from the true fundamentals of what physical gold is all about. It just,
that's the reason there's so much
confusion.
That's the reason there's so much confusion. People don't look at fundamentals.
And it's the same way with coins. You know, oh, you don't want to buy this, you don't want to buy that. No. there isn't a bad coin that you, there's no coin that you do not want to purchase. Every coin has a purpose and a place in a portfolio. It's my job to help you decide what's suitable for you. And what's suitable for us, Al, is a break.
I'm Alfred Addis here with Melody Cedarstrom on Financial Survival. Be back in a moment. Please stay tuned.
We will find you acting on your best behavior. Turn your back on Mother Nature. Everybody wants to rule.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Many, many people have experienced the benefits of drinking all-natural Life Change Tea. The unique blend of 8 herbs helps detoxify your body so you can live a healthier life. Numerous testimonies have been given about the benefits of drinking Life Change Tea. So, are you drinking Life Change Tea? Interested? Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Many are so impressed with our product, they order a year's supply. And why not? When they do, they receive 2 months free. That's a $70 savings. The body is meant to heal itself. Sometimes a body just needs a little help. Get the tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. This is not an ordinary green tea, and it's not available in stores. This tea helps with digestive problems, acid reflux, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and as talk show host Jerry Doyle says, it'll make you as regular as a baby bird. Enjoy your life. Get Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com.
Hi, folks. I'm Alfred Addisk, and this is Financial Survival. I'm here with my co-host, Melody Cedarstrom, and the program's brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver. What's next, Melody?
Music makes me want to dance. Anyway...
As long as it doesn't make you want to sing, that would be.
Well, how do you know? I sing
pretty good. Dancing, we could deal with singing, maybe not.
Prior to the break, we were talking about gold prices and coins, and there's a lot of dealers or analysts who will say, "Yeah, you don't want to buy this, you don't want to buy that, you only want to buy this." And I believe there's every coin has a purpose and a place in a portfolio. It's my job to help clients understand what the different coins are so you can make an informed decision. Certainly, I'm going to tell you what, you know, things that are better than another, the way they perform and so forth, something that might be a little more private, something that might, you know, different markets might perform a little bit better. But you need to know all this. So no matter what coin that you end up buying, you know what to expect. And that's what it's all about. And one thing that they're always so hard on are $20 gold pieces. They don't want to sell you $20 gold pieces. Most of them don't even sell them. All they do is sell bullion. That's all. And that's their right. That's all they want to do is sell bullion. That's okay. But they shouldn't say that another coin is bad and that the only thing that you should buy is bullion. They'll say things like $20 gold pieces. Oh, who's going to want them? You can't liquidate them. You know, when things get tough, who's going to have the money? Are you kidding me? These are going to be so much in demand. These will be the first coins to disappear. They will create a huge premium over bullion, just like they did in 2010. And they'll do it again, just like they've done in every market that was driven by fear. And people tend to get out of paper and go into gold and silver. These aren't the only dealers that you hear online that are around. There's over 5,000 dealers across this country. Everybody's going to be selling everything, especially what's
available.
They'll
be selling anything. The question is, what will be available?
That's it. What will be available?
It'll be a seller's market, no matter what you're holding.
Exactly.
All right.
You know, the only item that requires a special market would be a true rare coin. We sold a coin, 10 years ago, 15 years ago. It was a $250,000 coin. Yes. That coin, if the buyer was smart, would go to an auction. People who have extensive collections, true collections, they go to auctions. But when you're buying the semi-numismatics, the generic dates, I'll buy them all day long, and so will every other dealer in this country. So don't get caught up in a lot of their excuses. But I went back a month. I wanted to do a comparison, so I went back to September 6th. Spot gold at that time was $1,343. When I did this comparison, spot gold was $1,260, so that was a decline of $83 in 1 month. Mint State 61, $20 Saints, or the Liberties, there's only a $20 difference.
You mean there was a $20 decline?
$20 decline mm-hmm. versus 83. I didn't have these figured out. A Mint State 63, $20 Saint, was down $35 versus 83. A Mint State 64 Saint is down 35. So, again, folks, versus the 83. They're not telling me that people are in there selling coins. These coins are telling me people are buying them because their premiums haven't dropped. Remember, it's a supply and demand factor. And when the markets are weak and no one's buying, you'll see a correction in these coins. When it's stronger than usual, you'll see them increase. And you don't have anybody selling. So this is kind of giving me an idea today anyway. It could be totally changed tomorrow. But it's telling me today that this drop in gold is going to be short-lived. So again, $20 gold pieces are great to be adding to your portfolio. So give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Visit our website, dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com.
ZeroHedge.com published an article just today. The headline is, "In Major Victory for Gold and Silver Traders, Manipulation Lawsuit Against Gold-Fixing Banks Ordered to Proceed." Now, the case is too complex and legalistic. I'm not going to get into it right now. I skimmed through the article, but the headline alone carries enough information that you need to think about it, need to be aware of it. There's a lawsuit against gold-fixing banks. A federal court has agreed that the lawsuit can proceed. Doesn't mean the lawsuit's been won and the rest of that sort of thing. But they say, yeah, there's merit. There is merit to the contention that the markets have been fixed. They're not saying that it's going to be ruled that way, but there is merit. They're willing, all by itself, that's cause for a certain amount of optimism. And sit back and say, hey. If we get a federal court that finally says, okay, Bank X and Bank Y and Bank Z, and this involves Deutsche Mark, Nova Scotia Bank, I can't remember. I think there's a third one involved, but these are not, you know, this isn't the First National Bank of...
Probably Deutsche Bank.
Yeah, Deutsche Bank is absolutely one of them. Mm-hmm. This is evidence that this is a real, it's not just a conspiracy theory, the idea that the prices have been manipulated. And what's good about that manipulation? You know, if you are going to put your money and invest in gold, and the only thing you can count on is that gold will preserve your capital, that is a good reason for gold as an investment. Right? Because we argue on this program on a regular basis, if you're storing your wealth in the form of a paper debt instrument, like a stock, bond, bank account, pension fund, whatever. You got a piece of paper, somebody's signature on it. It's not a reliable way of storing your wealth. If gold will absolutely, you got $100,000, you put it into paper, maybe you get it back, hold it long enough, you almost certainly won't. Got $100,000, put it into gold. If gold preserves your capital, you will get that purchasing power back out of your gold. But the great thing about the manipulation that's been taking place, that's been allegedly taking place, and I believe it's been happening for 15 years now at least, the price manipulation, the great thing is that gold is even today, it's at an artificially low level. Right? They have artificially suppressed the price of gold. We can speculate and say the real price of gold in a free market right now might be $5,000. Some people would say it's much higher than that, but we'll just use $5,000. But they've held it down to where it's down $1,300 or below. Price is suppressed. What does that mean? It means that gold is not simply a means of preserving your wealth. It'll do that for sure. But because it's been suppressed, it's also a mechanism for increasing your wealth significantly. If and when the manipulation ends, and this lawsuit they're talking about, it is at least a step in that direction. If and when the manipulation ends, price of gold is going to go up, and it's not going to be an artificial spike. It's not going to be some fictitious illusion. It will reflect that the free market reality, the free market price of gold, is perhaps 5,000, maybe 10,000. Who knows? I don't know what it's going to be. But it gives it additional reason to sit back and say, you know, this is pretty smart. Investing in gold. I don't know how long you're going to have to hold on to it, but it's not something that you can think in terms of that you're going to have to think in terms of, well, I'll leave it to my grandkids. And maybe they'll get the benefit one of these days when the price finally goes up. This is going to happen a lot sooner than that. This is going to happen in the next couple of years at the latest, in my opinion. And when it does, a lot of people are going to be smiling. I'm hoping to be one of them. So I'm not concerned. Gold went down. Big deal.
Well, you know, those four banks, it was Barclays, Bank of Nova Scotia, HSBC, and SocGen. Mm-hmm. That announcement was on Tuesday, and there is a separate case involving the silver market. Another group of investors are pursuing Scotiabank and HSBC on that one. So Deutsche Bank has settled related claims back in April, and the investors plan to seek a preliminary approval of a settlement. So, settled claim by Deutsche Bank back in April would sort of set some sort of precedence,
Well, it's evidence that this is a real deal.
This is a real deal.
These are real complaints. The market has been manipulated. Deutsche Bank has agreed, okay, we'll pay X number of dollars to get out from under this thing. At least we don't have to go to jail. This is all wrong, but regardless, it is a confession, a concession. It's an admission. The market has been manipulated. Okay, I can work with that. And how has it been manipulated? To suppress the price of gold, which tells us what? Sooner or later, the manipulation is going to end, and when it does, gold is going to reach its free market value rather than remain at its suppressed price where it is right now. And that's just cause you look at it and say, oh my gosh, they've got a built-in increase, not just in the price of gold, but in the purchasing power of gold. This stuff is going to jump. It's going to become more valuable. You know, if we're going to sit back and say, well, gold is a good hedge against inflation, well, that's true. It'll preserve your wealth against inflation, but the truth of the matter is it won't buy any more if the price of gold is $20,000 due to inflation rather than $1,300 today without the inflation. It's not going to buy more. It'll buy the same amount. It will preserve your wealth against inflation. That's a true story, but that's not what we're talking about here. We're saying more than inflation, more than merely preserving your wealth, precisely because it's been manipulated and artificially suppressed. That artificial suppression is going to end. When it does, gold's going to jump dramatically, significantly, by several hundred percent, almost certainly. So, fundamentals. Yeah. These are the reasons. This is, you don't buy gold because it's yellow and shiny. you look at there's fundamentals that are more important than that, and these are some of them.
And, you know, I just want to say again, and we're spending a lot of time on gold prices today because, you know, hey, $83 in a month, we need to talk about gold and reassure everyone out there. So when you see, you know, little banner ads flopping across your screen that says gold is doomed, the only one is doomed is the person who is putting across that banner because their history has always shown that they've been wrong more often than not, or they've been wrong more often than right. So, you know, it's just, you're going to hear and see all kinds of things. You're going to hear and see all kinds of opinions. And, you know, we can speculate as to what happened. We can say, oh, well, it's manipulated. Well, let's look at the manipulation and see the various reports. And, you know, you could get just, you know, trading started, and then you can just have a waterfall, and, you know, it has to find a bottom. You know, so gold is searching for a bottom right now. I had hoped it was 1260, so we broke a little bit through there, but we'll see where it's at. We're still up 18% for the year. So, you know, yes, it's disappointing.
And we're up far more than that since 2000. I mean, it's
absolutely.
The annual, on an annual basis for the last 17 years, gold is up 20-21% annual, and that's even after dramatic price reductions in the last 4 or 5 years.
And this
still
just...
up. Average of 21%. This thing it's the best investment you could have possibly gotten into back in I can't absolutely say it's the best. It's the best generic investment.
It is the best savings account that you could have acquired because it has certainly outpaced any type of interest that you would have received from any bank in this country, probably around the world. So, again, you know, you don't make enough interest at the banks to even cover the, you know, their little paltry 2% that they say we have. Well, we all know we have more than that. And so it's been a great savings, and that's how you have to look at it. Yes, it's going to fluctuate. Those that can afford to buy, now's the time to do it, because I really don't think we'll be at these levels very long. I do think it'll have a reversal here fairly quickly. We just have to get through the payroll tomorrow, and we have to get through the election. And then I think, hey, you have to remember, what did the government just do? They just extended our fiscal year because they can't sit down and come up with a budget. We've just been told that, you know, what, $1.4 trillion this year. No one's talking about any of that. No one's talking about the United States' problems. You know, the only problem supposedly the United States has is, gee, do we raise rates or don't we? And it's really kind of mind-boggling. It's like all these problems are everywhere else except here in the United States. And we've got big problems. And so...
right here in River City.
Yes. So, you know, after the election, regardless of who, you know, you might see, you know, if Hillary gets elected, you know, Wall Street loves her. You know, so you might see a reaction out of Wall Street, you know, to, you know, higher. But, again, it's not on fundamentals. You know, Wall Street is being pumped up by a bunch of fake money.
Yep.
Fake money. And it's not real. Their own multinational corporations are buying back their own shares to make it go up. They're borrowing to pay dividends. People are chasing dividends because that's the only place they can get, you know, some sort of return. Well, it's not about the return on your money. It's about
not the interest. The money. It's about actually getting the principal back.
It's
covering
a
the principal. That's the most important point.
It's not a return on your money. It's return of your money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you have to stay focused.
Yeah, in order to understand that, you have to appreciate the difference between money and currency. Money is a payment. Currency is just a promise to pay. We have been bamboozled and deceived and miseducated into believing that mere pieces of paper are money. Digits on a hard drive are money. They're not. They haven't been money throughout human history. Right? They've been currency at most. They are only a promise to pay. And what we're telling you, among other things, real money is gold or silver. And if you get that, you've been paid. And if you don't have gold or silver, you merely have a promise to pay.
I mean, just
a paper promise.
I mean, just, yeah, the Federal Reserve bought $10.9 billion of agency mortgage-backed securities in the week from September 29th to October 5th, compared to $11.2 billion purchased the previous week. There's nothing real in this economy that's coming from the people of this country.
We'll be back in a moment. I'm Alfred Addis, here with Melody Cederstrom on Financial Survival. Please stay tuned.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, folks. I'm Alfred Addis, here with Melody Cederstrom on Financial Survival, and the program's brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver. Melody, what's next?
Well, just prior to the break, we can move on to something else, you know, about the mortgage bonds. You know, the Fed buys $10.9 billion of mortgage bonds, sells none. And I told you during the break, there's quantitative easing going on, folks. You just don't know about it. They're just not going to tell you about it. It's just not called quantitative easing. Low rates, quantitative easing. It's just in a different form, different manner, and they're not going to tag it that because it, you know, doesn't have a good taste to everyone. And that's what the markets are made up of. And, you know, people have been lucky. They've done well. You can't say they haven't.
Haven't done as well as gold.
Absolutely.
Not even close. Gold has done something like six times better than the stock markets over the course since the first of the century. Right? Since the year 2000.
Well, I'm thinking about, you're right.
Put $100,000 in the bank, you would have had $600,000 if you had gold today. And if you had stocks, you would have had $160,000.
And then if you bought shares, that's when the Dow was at 6,000. That's only 30 stocks. But even if you bought the Dow when it was 6,000, I mean, it had to go back up to 14 to break even. So basically, you're getting a little profit from, and it's the dividends that people are chasing. But those dividends are paid on debt. So, you know, how much longer are they?
All right.
As rates rise, you think these corporations are going to be borrowing to buy back their shares and to pay dividends? No. So, you know, the Fed is between a rock and a hard place, and, you know, it's just.
Got an article here from SRS Rocco, and the headline is "Warning: Coming collapse of U.S. net worth will wipe out millions of Americans." This was published at 24H Gold. It says millions of Americans are going to be wiped out when the collapse of U.S. net worth begins in earnest. The broader stock, bond, and real estate markets, where 99% of Americans are invested, continue to be propped up. Propped up how? Well, let's say by a staggering $31 trillion in the past 6 years. Melanie was talking earlier about quantitative easing is ongoing, even if we don't hear about it. Well, this is some evidence of it. He's claiming, the author's claiming, that they have pumped $31 trillion in the last 6 years into the economy. And he says, according to the wonderful folks at the Federal Reserve, U.S. net worth increased from $57.9 trillion in the second quarter of 2010 to a stunning $89 trillion in the second quarter of 2016. That's a $31 trillion increase, and 2016 is what I meant to say. I'm not sure if I said that, but it's a $31 trillion increase in U.S. net worth over the past 17 years. Right? Where'd the money come from? He says, I would imagine a lot of wealthy Americans believe they're living high on the hog. However, the $31 trillion in additional wealth is nothing more than a digital mirage. For wealth to grow, energy must be burned and productive economic activity must be generated. This is the foundation of all economic principles. Unfortunately, Americans did not burn more energy to create the additional $31 trillion in U.S. net worth. Matter of fact, total U.S. energy consumption in 2016 will likely turn out to be less than it was in 2010. Now, total U.S. energy consumption has fluctuated a bit, but has been relatively flat for the past 6 years. What they're doing here is they're pointing out, look, you can't just spin wealth out of thin air. If you want real wealth, somebody's got to burn the midnight oil. Somebody's got to get out and keep the machines running. Somebody's got to produce something other than a paper or digital illusion. And what he's essentially saying here is that we've had $31 trillion of additional paper wealth, digital wealth, that's been created over the past 16 years, and he's saying you can't rely on it. It's not real. We didn't really prove this is an accounting gimmick. And based on that, sooner or later, there's going to be a problem. He goes on, he says, total U.S. net worth has climbed to $89 trillion versus $57.9 trillion in 2010. So the real question is, where did the extra $31 trillion in U.S. net worth come from if total energy consumption was flat? The answer? The increase in U.S. net worth came via the tens of trillions of dollars the Fed and central of dollars of Federal Reserve and central bank liquidity. Basically, hot air and lots of smoke and mirror accounting. The U.S. GDP increased by 25% during the last 6 years, while its energy consumption remained flat. Now, they have the article continues, and we may get to more of it tomorrow. But the Hill Group has done some interesting research into the relationship between the consumption of energy and real growth in the economy. And that's what this previous article was based on, saying, oh my gosh. And in fact, according to the Hill Group, when they first did this research and they saw what it meant, they came up with conclusions that were so dire that they sat on them for 2 years. So we're not going to turn this loose. This is too pessimistic. Well, there's a point to this. And it may or may not be as strong as SRS Rocco alleges, but there is a point. If you're not consuming energy, how are you increasing your net worth? You got to produce something, folks, and we're not. We have illusions and delusions and loaning. I mean, the fractional reserve banking and borrowing money from foreign countries, foreign banks, from the Federal Reserve. We've maintained an illusion, but there's not a reality to support it. And that only means that sooner or later, those of us who are hanging on to pieces of paper and saying, ha ha, I'm a rich guy because I've got some pieces of paper, you're in for a surprise. All right? This is what he means, where the article, the headline says, the coming collapse of U.S. net worth will wipe out millions of Americans. Somebody's holding on to that $31 trillion in fictional wealth. Somebody's hanging on to it, and it's all digits and pieces of paper. When it goes south, well, you know, if you're one of the people that are holding on to it, you are going to be caught in a very unpleasant circumstance.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's been such a deception that is given to the American people by government, and the stats that are released, just like tomorrow's report, the payroll reports, the employment reports. It's so distorted, it's hard for people to grasp, because, you know, they see, I mean, we're all visually, you know, whenever you try to sell something, you want to, you know, sell it with a picture, you know, because you visualize the picture. Oh, yeah, I want that. And that's, yes, we know the infrastructure is falling apart, but some degree, people see homes being built, people see, you know, commercial properties being built. People are busy. They're just busy. And it makes people have a degree of confidence. And that's what it's all about. It's all about that degree of confidence, and it's all about
what is that confidence
glue,
in?
That's the glue that holds everything together, is that confidence.
Yeah, I understand but that confidence can be an illusion.
Yeah.
I mean, you can deceive yourself with that confidence.
Exactly.
And ultimately, what is the confidence in? It's confidence that, one, the debt can be paid, meaning national debt in particular, but private debt and the rest of it, that's part of the confidence that holds the system together. And the other confidence is that when you accept a green piece of paper in payment for your work,
somebody,
for example, that you'll be able to find some other fool who's willing to take that worthless piece of paper and trade it for their bass boat, their flat screen TV, their car, whatever. You will be able to find somebody who is just as dumb as you are, willing to say, well, sure, I'll take that $100 bill. There's not a problem there. Confidence. But the truth of the matter is, those pieces of paper are only worth a couple cents a piece. That's what it costs to make them. That's all you've got. Right? If anything happens to shatter public confidence in the belief that you can turn your people give you work, they give you a piece of paper. You take that piece of paper out and you want to redeem it. You want a payment. What is a payment? It's not the paper. The paper is a promise to pay. Payment is something tangible. Right now, as long as we can continue to take these worthless pieces of paper out and get, again, a bass boat, a house, a car, whatever, flat screen TV, somebody else will take this worthless paper off our hand, give us something tangible, then you've been paid. But the next guy, he took the $100 bill. What's he going to do with it? He's got to find some other fool who's willing to get paid, who is willing to redeem someone else's worthless piece of paper with something tangible. As confidence diminishes in the value, the purchasing power of those worthless pieces of paper, we're going to see the dollar becomes worth less and worth less and worth less. As it does, price gold goes up, 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 and up. Right? So my point is, what do we have? They will tell you all the time the system is based on public confidence. Confidence in what? And I'm telling you that the confidence that we have is, one, that the debt can be paid. What happens if everybody figures out and says, holy cow, that debt's so great it'll never be paid in full? What happens if enough people get hold of that idea? That confidence disappears. And all of a sudden people are going to be selling their debt instruments for a fraction of their face value, wanting to get something out of it. I got a bond that says it's worth $100,000. Okay, I don't think I'm ever going to get the $100,000, but would you give me $50,000 for it? And a lot of people will. And then after things go on a while, somebody's going to be holding one of those bonds that they paid $50,000, are going to realize, oh my gosh, I made a big mistake. Would you be willing to give me $25,000 for this bond, that $100,000 bond that I only paid $50,000 for? And some people will say, yes, we'll give you $25,000, we'll take that bet. But inevitably, we're going to get to a point where people are going to understand that virtually all of the paper debt instruments are toxic. Right? In the same place, in the same sense, the subprime loans were toxic back during the Great Recession, when it kicked off in 2007, 2008, 2009. When people wake up to that, the system is going to have to do some awfully fast shuffling in order to hold this together, and I don't think they can. And once people begin to appreciate, oh my gosh, these pieces of paper aren't a payment. They're only a promise to pay. They're a promise of redemption, but they're not redemption. They're not a payment. I know that's a complex idea. It's foreign to most people's understanding. And if you talk about, as I talk about it right now, some people are going to say, what the heck is he talking about? Well, you keep listening and you will understand that more clearly over some time. And you will definitely be forced to understand it sooner or later when the whole system falls down around everybody's ears. And you're caught with a fistful of paper, and you're going to say, oh my gosh, it's worthless. I wish I had purchased something tangible with my debt instruments. I wish I'd gotten rid of the paper and gone into land, tools, guns, bullets, food, water, gold and silver. Wish I'd bought something real instead of being deceived by my own confidence, my own unwarranted, unjustified confidence in the value of these pieces of paper that any fool can see are not in and of themselves valuable.
Actually, I think the confidence is more in the government and it can't happen here in the United States. It can happen everywhere else in the world. It can happen in, this is, United States isn't Zimbabwe.
Not yet.
But that's, the government will. They're here to help. But
oh yeah.
Anyway,
yeah. They got it all under control.
Yeah.
No, they don't. Yeah. They don't even know what's going on. We are in places economically that have never been. You know, this is like Captain Kirk on the Starship Enterprise. We're going forth where no man has gone before.
Yep.
Yeah. And we're going to see some strange creatures before this is done. Everybody thinks this is just going to be a fun little trip.
If our economy was so great, she would have raised rates in June, in July, in August, in September. But they're scared to death.
They're going to have another meeting this month. Isn't that true, Melody?
Yeah.
Where they could raise rates in theory, but
they're not going to do it before the election.
No, I'm sure they're not.
So you're looking at probably the end of November, December, just like last year, where everybody's out there busy doing their Christmas shopping and sidetracked and everything. So that'll have the least impact on the markets.
Until January,
and that's when gold started to rise. So
yeah, when the markets collapsed.
Yep. And I just wanted again. For the folks down in Florida, be safe down there. Looks like Hurricane Matthew is beginning to get pretty close to you. I guess there's been 108 deaths already, but most of that was in Haiti. And, when you look at the housing and so forth that they're in, I mean, that's sort of, you could expect something like that, however tragic as it still is. But about 3 p.m. this afternoon, the storm was parallel to Miami-Dade and going towards Freeport at about 14 miles. So the winds are strong. It is a Category 4 hurricane. So, folks, I guess if you didn't leave, you're stuck where you're at. And spoke to Jennifer Chapman, Bob Chapman's daughter, and they're about 70 miles west of the hurricane's eye. So be safe down there, folks. I hear the music. We're out of time.
Okay, folks, I'm Alfred Addis here with Melody Cedarstrom on Financial Survival. We'll be back tomorrow. Hope you'll tune in then. In the meantime, may the good Lord bless you, me, Melody, and Frank, the producer. Bye-bye.
Still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.